When an arrest becomes a verdict. Andrew and Tristan Tate's Miami arrest produced instant certainty. Here is what is confirmed, what is alleged, and how thinking traps distort the debate. Andrew and Tristan Tate were arrested by U.S. Marshals in Miami on Saturday, July 18th. The warrant was sealed, and reporting from the Associated Press and Reuters says the arrests are connected to a British effort to extradite the brothers to face criminal charges in the United Kingdom. They were detained pending legal proceedings and are expected to appear in federal court in Miami. British police say prosecutors have authorized 38 additional charges, bringing the total number of charges against the brothers to 59 and the number of alleged victims in the British cases to 7. The allegations include rape, assault, human trafficking, and arranging or facilitating trafficking for sexual exploitation. Some additional charges against Andrew Tate concern indecent images of a child and extreme pornography. The alleged conduct dates from 2010 to 2017. Both brothers deny wrongdoing, and their lawyer has attacked the cases as an abuse of legal authority. Those are serious allegations. They are also allegations that have not yet been proven at trial. That distinction is not a technical escape hatch, and it does not require treating every claim as equally plausible. It is the basic boundary between describing a legal case and deciding its outcome. The arrest confirms that authorities are pursuing the case. It does not, by itself, prove the charges. A denial confirms the defense position. It does not, by itself, disprove them. The first trap is belief bias. We judge an argument partly by whether its conclusion already feels believable. People who see the Tate's public statements as revealing their character may treat the charges as automatic confirmation of guilt. Supporters who already see the brothers as targets may treat an extradition arrest as automatic confirmation of persecution. In both directions, the conclusion arrives first and the legal facts are recruited afterward. The second trap is motivated reasoning. Polarizing figures give people more than an opinion to defend. They give them an identity, a community, and a story about how the world works. That can create an uneven standard of proof. Evidence supporting our preferred conclusion gets accepted quickly, while inconvenient evidence is examined for every possible flaw. A useful test is symmetry. Would I apply the same evidentiary standard if the accused were someone I admired, disliked, or had never heard of? The third trap is the continued influence effect. Early reports, clipped videos, and confident posts can keep shaping judgment even after details change. A sealed warrant leaves information missing, which makes the first viral explanation especially sticky. Corrections rarely travel with the same force as the original claim. That is why it helps to separate three columns in your head: confirmed by authorities, asserted by one side, and still unknown. The online conversation already shows the pressure to collapse those columns. One camp speaks as though arrest means conviction. Another speaks as though extradition means a political plot has been proven. Between them is a less satisfying but more accurate position. British authorities have filed numerous serious charges. The brothers deny them. American courts must address the extradition process, and the evidence has not yet been tested in a completed criminal trial. Remaining careful does not mean remaining indifferent. Allegations of sexual violence and trafficking deserve serious reporting and a legal process capable of protecting alleged victims, testing evidence, and protecting the rights of the accused. Careful language helps all three goals. It prevents public disgust from impersonating proof, and it prevents skepticism of institutions from becoming automatic exoneration. Before reposting the most satisfying explanation, ask, what is confirmed, what is alleged, and what conclusion am I adding because it fits the side I already trust? That question will not decide the case. It will keep the case from being decided inside your feed, before a court has done its work.